Thankful for a Stepdad by Casey Tross, based on a true story. Max prayed that he could be a good example to Tom. Thank our Heavenly Father for the blessings we all share. Children's Songbook, page 189.
Family prayer,
Max called. He jumped over a box and landed on the couch. It was his family's first night in their new house, and there were boxes everywhere.
Take it easy, kiddo,
Mom said as she sat down on the couch. Soon, Max's older sister, Hannah, came in. Max saw his new stepdad, Tom, standing in the doorway. Max's mom and Tom had gotten married the week before, and they had all moved into the new house together. Max was still trying to get used to having a stepdad.
Okay. Whose turn is it to say family prayer?
Mom, why doesn't Tom say it?
Max asked. Mom looked to where Tom stood in the doorway.
Oh, sweetie, I don't think Tom is going to join us. He's never done family prayer before.
I don't mind,
Tom said, walking into the room. He sat down next to Max.
I'll just sit and listen.
As Max got used to having Tom around, he noticed his stepdad didn't do a lot of the same things Max and his mom and sister did. On Sunday mornings, when Max, Hannah, and Mom got dressed for church, Tom would put on a pair of old jeans and grab his toolbox. He said he had too much to do around the house to go to church, but when they got home, he always asked them what they learned. Even though Tom didn't go to church, he was a really nice guy. Tom always encouraged Max to choose the right and listen to his mom and his primary teachers. As months passed, Max prayed he could be a good example so that maybe one day Tom would want to learn more about the church. When Thanksgiving came around, Max and Tom spent the afternoon raking leaves in the yard. The air was chilly. As they finished up, Mom called from the front door.
Boys, dinner's ready.
Race you,
Tom said to Max. Max grinned as they ran into the house, where the smell of turkey, stuffing, and pumpkin pie greeted them. They washed up and sat down at the table with the rest of the family.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone,
Tom said. He looked around the table.
I was thinking that maybe I could say the blessing on the food this time, if that's all right with you.
Mom's eyes widened with surprise.
Of course, she said, smiling. I think we would all like that very much.
Tom looked at Max and winked. Max grinned and folded his arms. As Tom prayed, Max silently thanked Heavenly Father for blessing their family with such a great stepdad. He had a feeling that this Thanksgiving was just the start of lots of good things to come. End of the story. Thankful for a Stepdad by Casey Tross.